Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to our visitors. We have some. We're happy that you're here today. Our gospel today has this famous parable that is found here in the sixth chapter of Luke's gospel about the wooden beam that is sometimes in our eyes. And I think the central kind of theme of our gospel can really be summarized very succinctly. And that is this. Am I blind to my own sin? Am I blind to my own sin? It can be very easy sometimes to see the sins of others, to see their erroneous ways or their folly or their craziness. It can be a little bit more challenging sometimes for us to look in the mirror and say, Lord, where is my sin? Where have I failed you? And it takes a big dose of humility and a lot of faith to be able to do that. But we Catholics have the happy tradition of doing a nightly examination of conscience, where at the end of the day we say, Lord, where did I fail you today? And Lord, please don't let me fail you tomorrow. Help me to learn. Because that's the thing, that the purpose of holding up the mirror and looking for our sins and not being blind to our own sins is not to just, walk around like, I'm such a bad person, I'm such a sinner. No, like, the purpose of holding up that mirror and saying, where is my sin? Lord, help me not be blind to my sin, is so that we can learn. The word disciple is used twice in this gospel. And it comes from the Latin word discipuli, which means student. And so when we hold up the mirror at the end of the day and we're like, Lord, where did I fail you today? Help me not fail you that way tomorrow. We can then learn from our Lord a better way. But as long as we're proud and we refuse to face our own sins and deal with them and change our life, then we won't learn anything from Jesus because we think we already have the answers. And that is a sad place to be. We also, as Catholics, of course, have the beautiful sacrament of confession, where we go and we name our sins and we make a definitive reorientation of our life and say, Lord, like, those sins, wipe them away. I want to learn from you a better way. Imagine all of the trouble and the heartache and the evil that we prevent by not sinning. Like, imagine all the evil that we save people in our lives from by not sinning. And in our world, we can look around and we can see the havoc that is wrought because of one person's sin. And the reality is that all of our sins have an effect that is detrimental and deadly, not just to ourselves, but to others. And that our sins hurt others. They hurt our families. They hurt the church, the body of Christ. They hurt the world. And that is why it is so important for us to every day go, Lord, am I blind to my sin? What is my sin? I don't want to sin. Because I want my health of my soul, but I want the health of my family, my church, and the whole world. And I've been thinking a lot about our current situation, and just three images I can't get out of my head and my heart. And the one of them is a group of kids in a Ukrainian Catholic school classroom, and they are all praying their rosaries. They're little, look like first graders. And another one is a bunch of Ukrainian military personnel, and they're kneeling. They're in uniform, kneeling in front of an icon of Our Lady. And then, of course, so many people are in the subways, you know, trying to avoid the strikes and so forth. And there's a video of these folks singing a song to Mary. And so I thought we might pray a decade of the Rosary this morning to ask Our Lady to wrap her mantle around this whole bloody world, especially. We pray for the biblical, the Christian principles of peace and freedom to be in this world. And we pray for a swift end to this crisis. There are several million Catholics in Ukraine, and we need to pray for them. So if you'd join me now, I'm going to kneel in front of Our Lady. If you'd like to kneel, that'd be great. And I'm going to pray the first glory.